Hallelujah. It is another wonderful day. We thank God for making it possible for us to gather together and for us to have this broadcast. We thank God for His mercy over our lives. We thank God for His grace. And we appreciate the name of the Lord for all that the Lord has been using this prophetic program to do. This is high voltage prayer program. The Almighty God has been doing a lot using this program. And I appreciate all those who have been sharing this voice audio with their friends. I've been receiving a lot of feedback of great wonders, mighty testimony that God has done using this broadcast. You know, people have shared with us how God had answered their prayers to get their permanent resident permit. Well, thank God for how God has used this prayer to, you know, release healing power into the life of people. Even the home that has been destroyed has been amended. Many people have received promotion. I received good testimony. Somebody who has been writing an exam for a long time, he wrote another one and passed excellently well. It has been wonderful testimony indeed. And that can only be God. God has been in action using this broadcast, and I'm trusting the Lord that you are going to also be a beneficiary. God is going to bless you. God is going to touch your case. God is going to minister to your case. A power of God will fall upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you are joining us for the first time, this is high voltage prayer program. In this program, you pray hard and you pray aggressively. You have to drop some other side of prayer and go into a militant prayer. You know, your praying pattern must be strong and your prayer altar must be on fire. As the year is running to an end, we need more prayers. You can hear what is going around every place in the world. We need more prayer. There is a pestilence all around the world. We need more prayers. And we are praying that there will be special protection upon every one of us, including your family, that are near or that are far, in the name of Jesus Christ. This program come up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1, and God has been using this program to do a lot. I'm trusting God that as you pray with us now, you are going to see and you are going to receive the touch of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands as you worship the Lord, as you sing and bless His name. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure right forever. Amen. For His mercies endure right forever. Amen. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Amen. Get ready now as we go into these prayers. And I pray that God will minister to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and pray the first prayer like this. Say, you counsel of wicked powers working against my life and my family, you will not prosper. Scatter by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. You counsel of wicked power working against my life and my family, you will not prosper. Scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, you counsel of wicked powers working against my life and my family, you will not prosper. Scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, you counsel of wicked powers working against my life and my family, you will not prosper. Scatter by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil power delegated against my life, destroy yourself. In the name of Jesus, every evil power delegated against my life, destroy yourself. In the name of Jesus, every evil power delegated against my life, destroy yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, every tree that the Heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. every tree, that is Matthew chapter 15 verse 13, that the heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Meaning that not everything in our life is planted by God. Say anything planted into my life to destroy my future, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life to destroy my future, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life to destroy my future, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life to destroy my future, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life to destroy my future, be uprooted by fire in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Say hidden agenda against my life, be exposed and scatter in the name of Jesus. Hidden agenda against my life, be exposed and scatter in the name of Jesus. Hidden agenda against my life, be exposed and scatter in the name of Jesus. Hidden agenda against my life, be exposed and scatter in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Say powers waiting for the hours of the night to plant sickness into my body. In the name of Jesus, powers waiting for the hours of the night to plant sickness into my body. In the name of Jesus, powers waiting for the hours of the night to plant sickness into my body. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say powers waiting for the hours of the night to steal good things in my life. In the name of Jesus, powers waiting for the hours of the night to steal good things in my life. In the name of Jesus, powers waiting for the hours of the night to steal good things in my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say battle against my star, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Battle against my star, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Beloved, today is the 10th day of the month of December, year 2021. I want you to open your mouth and pray very well. Say every tragedy in this month, I am not your candidate. Go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every tragedy in this month, I am not your candidate. My family is not your candidate. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to your sender. Every tragedy in this month, I am not your candidate. My family is not your candidate. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, agenda of sudden death, expire in the name of Jesus. Agenda of sudden death, expire, expire, expire in Jesus' name. Say every secret search into my future, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every secret search into my future, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every secret search into my future, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. Say power sitting on my glory, be unseated and die in the name of Jesus. Powers sitting on my glory, be unseated and die in Jesus' name. We pray. Every coven meeting against me and my family, scatter by thunder in the name of Jesus. Every coven meeting against me and my family, scatter by thunder in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. There's somebody that is listening to me now. The enemy has been attacking you with strange sicknesses. By the time I pray on the water now and the oil, immediately you drink this water, that all the sicknesses will disappear from your body. Thank you, Father. There's another person here, you are finding it difficult to sleep. When we pray on this water now, immediately you drink it and you anoint yourself with the oil, the power of God will fall upon you and you begin to sleep like baby. Bring out your water and bring out your oil. Heavenly Father, we bless your name because you are God that never fails. I present this oil and the water before you. Let it be anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing that breaks the yoke of darkness. Enter into the oil, enter into the water. The power of deliverance, the power of healing, enter into the oil, enter into the water. Let the blood of Jesus enter into the oil and the water. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Father. Now get ready now. Get ready now. Drink it now before we go into the next one. Drink a little. And say like this. Say, any evil material inside of me, come out by fire. This prayer, you may need to spend about 5-10 minutes. Any evil material inside of me, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Any evil material inside of me, come out by fire, 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 come out by fire. Any evil material inside of me, come out by fire, 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 come out by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Yesterday I was talking about dangers of eating in the dream, and I told you that one of the very terrible strategy of the enemy is to make sure that he has opportunity into the life of people. And one method he has been using is through eating in the dream. The Bible says, while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Eating in the dream has a lot of dangerous assignments in the life of people. And I told you I will give you about 50 major assignments that this eating in the dream used to do in the life of people. Number one, I said number one is to cage a person. When you are eating the dream regularly, you'll be caged. Number two is to bewitch a person. When you are eating the dream regularly, you'll be bewitched. Number three is to manipulate a person. When you are eating regularly in the dream, you'll be manipulated. Number four is to initiate that person to a witchcraft. And number five is to weaken the spiritual life of a person. You will not be able to pray. You will not be able to study the Bible. Number six is to introduce sickness and disease that waste that person's money. Do you know there are people that have gotten HIV through the food they ate in the dream? Number eight is to introduce internal coughing, a coughing program into the fellow to kill or to make something dead. Number eight is to pollute the person's blood. Number nine is to block the womb and the fallopian tubes. Number 10 is to transport evil into the life of a unborn child in the womb. When you are eating regularly in the dream, your child cannot be free. It will also be polluted. Number 11 is to form hidden evil covenant with the person. Through feeding the dream, a covenant is formed, and it's a very, very dangerous because you don't know who you are forming the covenant with, and you don't understand the terms of the covenant. We call it hidden covenant, dream covenant. Number 13, eating the dream regularly will imprison the soul and the spirit of a person. It will imprison the soul and the spirit of a person. Eating regularly in the dream, it will waste that person's life if something is not done to eat quickly. Eating regularly in the dream, it will introduce vagabond spirit into the life of somebody. Eating regularly in the dream, it will arrest the willpower of a person. Eating regularly in the dream, it will divert someone's life to another thing. Eating regularly in the dream is to serve as instrument to monitor that fellow. Anytime there's a major breakthrough coming, they have gotten the information through that thing they've given you in the dream. When you are eating regularly in the dream, animal will be programmed to the life of person. Poison will be programmed to the life of person. Infirmity will be programmed to the life of person. That person will be rendered useless. Oh, because eating in the dream can be very, very dangerous. We can make a man that know nothing to be under a yoke. Eating regularly in the dream is another way of introducing evil pattern into that life. The pattern you met in the family, they brought it to you in the dream to sign with. Eating regularly in the dream will make you to be under control, and you'll be remote controlled by some strange powers. Eating regularly in the dream will cause confusion. It's introducing the spirit of death in the life of people. When you are eating regularly in the dream, your destiny will be exchanged. When you are eating regularly in the dream, it will cause sluggishness and aimlessness. When you are eating regularly in the dream, this will allow the arrow of the enemy to settle you. I'm going to stop at this number 13, then I'll continue tomorrow. What do we do? We just need to pray and give our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's number two to do. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Two, develop aggressive prayer lifestyle. Develop aggressive prayer lifestyle. Develop aggressive. When you are a prayer warrior and your prayer is hot, the enemy will disappear from you. Number three, make sure you live a holy life. And number four, barricade yourself with the blood of Jesus before you sleep. Read Psalm 91 before you sleep. Get ready as we pray now. Thank you, Father. If you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, confess your sin, tell the Lord to have mercy, and the Lord will minister to you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now get ready. Take that oil or that water in your hand and anoint your head. as we pray this prayer very, very aggressively. Thank you, Father. Say, any evil done against my glory, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Any evil done against my glory, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, embargo of witchcraft on my destiny, scatter. Embargo of witchcraft on my destiny, scatter now, scatter now, scatter. Embargo of witchcraft on my destiny, scatter, 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 scatter. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Anoint your chest now. Say, powers attacking my heart. In the name of Jesus, powers attacking my heart. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and rub your stomach very, very well. Yes, rub that stomach very well. Say, say, every stranger in my body troubling my head, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, every stranger in my body troubling my head, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, every stranger in my body troubling my head, come out and die, come out and die, come out and die, come out and die. In the name of Jesus, every stranger in my body troubling my head, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, pray. Now remove your hand. Now say, every evil stranger living with me in my room. In the name of Jesus, every evil stranger living with me in my room, in Jesus' name, say, every evil stranger living in my apartment, in the name of Jesus, every evil stranger living in my apartment, in Jesus' name, say, strangers of darkness living in my compound, in the name of Jesus, strangers of darkness living in my compound, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Take the oil and anoint your hand. Your hand is an instrument of your labor. Say, powers wasting my labor. Your time is up. In the name of Jesus, powers wasting my labor. Your time is up. In the name of Jesus, powers wasting my labor. Your time is up. In Jesus' name, we pray. Shake your hand down. Say, I shake back to the sender every arrow of poverty in my hand. I shake back to the sender every arrow of poverty in my hand. In the name of Jesus, I shake back to the sender every arrow of poverty in my hand. In the name of Jesus, I shake back to the sender every arrow of poverty in my hand. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now open your hand and talk to your hand. Say, my hand. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. My hand. Be empowered to make wet. My hand. You shall not be feeble. My hand. Receive strength to do exploits. My hand. You are the instrument of my labor. You will not be wasted. My hand. Receive the power to do great things. I soak my hand in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your legs. Thank you, Father. And say light very well. Say, any evil thing walking against my head, my legs. In the name of Jesus, any evil thing walking against my legs. In Jesus' name we pray. Arthritis. Pain. Rheumatism. In my leg, disappear. Arthritis, pain, rheumatism. In my leg, disappear. In Jesus' name, we pray. My legs receive healing and deliverance. In the name of Jesus, my legs receive healing and deliverance. In the name of Jesus, my legs receive healing and deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. A louder amen.
Amen.
Very, very good. Now lift up your prayer request. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this request. If you don't have your own written, put your hand on your shirt. We pray that you answer us by fire. Everything written in this prayer request, according to your will, it shall come to pass. Amen. There will be testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Now I pray for as many people who are listening to us now, and you have been facing some constant attack in the dream. The power attacking you through dreams shall die in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All the oppression in the dream, all the feeding in the dream shall expire in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. If you are here now, you do business, and your business is not moving very well, I want you to pray this prayer. Say, oh God, my Father,
oh God, my Father,
raise my business up,
raise my business
and prosper my business,
prosper my
in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, raise my business up and prosper my business, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, raise my business up and prosper my business, in Jesus. They say, cobwebs of witchcraft, covering the glory of my business, clear away by fire, in the name of Jesus. Cobweb of witchcraft, covering the glory of my business, clear away by fire, in the name of Jesus. Cobweb of witchcraft, covering the glory of my business, clear away by fire, clear away by fire, in Jesus' name. Pray, if you're a business person, you may need to pray those two prayer points very well, and the Lord will lay hands upon you in Jesus' name. Say, Holy Ghost, overshadow my business, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my business, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my business, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my business, in Jesus' name. Pray. If you are here, they've given you negative prophecy that so evil will happen before the end of the year, and you are afraid, I want you to lay your hand upon your head. I command every negative prophecy, every negative pronouncement that has been pronounced upon you to be cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Be cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Be cancelled by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any evil word that God has not said in your life, any evil word that the enemy has pronounced and agent of darkness has pronounced, that word shall not prosper in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
If you are in this place now, you have reached the age to get married, but nobody has come. I want you to lay your hand upon your head. Father, I pray that every yoke of marital delay, every yoke of remain single, every yoke of nobody will marry you, every yoke of disappointment and failure, I command it to break, 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 break on your head. Aha, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. It is done. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb and you are on this platform, lay your hand upon your stomach. Heavenly Father, let the key to that womb be released. And let that womb open in the name of Jesus. There will be testimony. I can see twin stipulae coming up. And God Almighty will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. You are going for interview this week. You will pass excellently well. You are going for exam this week. You will pass excellently well. Whatever God had started in your life, God will complete in the name of Jesus Christ. That project you have started for a long time, and it's like it has been endless, nothing coming forth to finish it, in the name that is above all name, by the end of January, it will have been completed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray that there shall be no tragedy, there shall be no sorrow, in the name of Jesus. Barricade our life against untimely death. We soak our life in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget that you can get across to us on our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. And also, I need to let you know that you must always read Psalm 91. It's very, very important. I attend our fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fextack Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Stay safe. Make sure you read Psalm 91. Take a time to praise God, and you will become a mysterious wonder. God bless you in Jesus' name. Don't forget, share this voice audio with your friend, and let them be blessed. In Jesus' name, we pray.